I know the people of San Francisco are progressive and they want our community to stay diverse and, energized with the diversity that gentrification and privatization will push out. The people of San Francisco care about the environment, and these war policies of the Democratic leadership and the Republicans only contaminate our future for our children. And I will represent everybody in San Francisco,
And I know.
even the wealthy people, not only the wealthy people.
Now you're running as an independent, and you
Right.
have recently enlisted some help on that. Sean Penn is going to be helping you.
Well, I have a lot of support from political people in San Francisco, a lot of support from, as the grassroots groups that I've worked with for a long time. I have the outspoken support of Willie Nelson, of Melissa Etheridge and her partner, and of, green politicians, high-ranking green politicians. But the other day, we actually got to sit down with Sean Penn. He's playing Harvey Milk in a film about Harvey Milk's life. And Harvey Milk was like at the forefront of gay rights in San Francisco before he was killed with Mayor Moscone. And Harvey Milk is rightly a hero in San Francisco. So we got to sit down with him and on the set. I got to watch part of the movie being filmed. It was very exciting. And then we talked to him about my candidacy, and he is throwing his support 1,000% behind us. Anything he can do, raise money, write op-eds for me, film a commercial where we have some footage, very touching footage of my family in San Francisco, before Casey was killed, and just do anything he can to support my candidacy.
Now, as we're getting ready to finish up, what do you see is going to be happening in Iraq with the ending of the war? Do you see that anytime soon, or what can be done about it?
Well, I am really, really pessimistic about that. I thought in August of 05, this wave of, energy was just going to overwhelm Congress, and that war would actually, I thought it would end even with Republicans in power, because I thought that they couldn't ignore millions and millions of people saying, "We want out." I am very disappointed and just really hurt by the lack of anti-war activity that's going on now. I think that it's only going to change if there is some energy in the grassroots behind changing it. And we can't put our faith in politicians. Even though I'm running to be in Congress, we can't say, "Oh, Hillary's going to save us, Obama's going to save us," because neither one has said that they're for a full and rapid withdrawal of troops from Iraq. And in fact, they have both been on board with, "Well, if we have to, we will bomb Iran also." Not saying that George Bush is a liar. He lied about Iraq. Now he's lying about Iran. They don't say that. They say, "Oh, if we have to, we can." Pakistan, Iran, wherever. They are going to keep troops in the region to protect American interests. We don't have any interest there. That's not our region. When we were working with that region, for our energy needs, it was a lot cheaper back then than after we invaded their countries, so and compromised their region. So I think that we don't need more Democrats. We need different Democrats or independents or Greens or whoever to get in and actively work for the people of America. The people of America don't want this occupation. The people of America don't want another war. The people of America want our country secure and prosperous. So I think that's what we have to do, but it's only going to happen when the people get out on the streets in big numbers.
If somebody wants to support your campaign, where would they go?
CindyForCongress.org.
Okay. Thank you so
Thank you,
much
Tina. It was
for
great.
joining. And thank you for joining me on Outside the Box. Until next time.